You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Canal Plus, the company that bought over MultiChoice a couple of months ago, officially as of today, had its secondary listing on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Now, the primary listing for Canal Plus currently sits on the London Stock Exchange, and the decision to have the secondary listing come to the Johannesburg Stock Exchange is a significant milestone for the French telecoms operator. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the head of deals and origination at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, Samuel Mokorosi. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of these developments. Sam, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Certainly a landmark moment for the first French company to ever list on the JSE.
Indeed. With a market cap of over 55 billion, hopefully climbing to 60 billion rand soon, we are really thrilled to welcome Canal Plus to the main board of the Johannesburg Stock Exchange.
Now, Sam, for those that aren't familiar with how the listing environment works, we have primary listings, we have secondary listings, and although this is a secondary listing from Canal Plus's perspective, we are not their primary exchange of trade. What does this mean for the Johannesburg Stock Exchange to be able to have such a large company decide to use elect to use our exchange for its secondary listing?
Yeah, so this is a part of a deliberate strategy that we have embarked on all the way since Anglo-American and other globally competitive South African companies asked the government to have the ability to raise capital offshore. And so, you know, companies like Mondi and BHP have been listed in London with strong South African roots since probably the late 90s. What we are seeing in this wave is really global companies choosing to dual list, secondary list on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, not just for vibes, but importantly for capital, access to our deep and liquid capital pools. And so Canal Plus joins a list of other companies from all over the world, like Greencoat Renewables from Ireland. We've seen Supermarket Income REIT. We've seen Primary Healthcare Properties. We've seen Assura, all inward list onto the JSE from Europe to really cement the JSE's reputation as a globally competitive capital market infrastructure that allows for capital to really invest in globally interesting opportunities.
Sam, you mentioned that this is part of a deliberate strategy that the JSE has been embarking on for quite some time. And I want to get your thoughts on what it means to position the JSE as a globally competitive exchange. We are already the best exchange on the African continent, but to now realign that and reaffirm our openness to the global markets, what does that then do for attractiveness of investments into not only the exchange, but into South Africa?
100%. So we are seeing that capital is becoming increasingly globalized, which is no surprise. And so our action in that is we have signed multiple MOUs with exchanges like Saudi Arabia. We've onboarded Hong Kong as a secondary listing venue, Saudi Arabia, as well as I've mentioned, lots of exchanges in Europe, lots of exchanges in North America. And what that does is that it allows South African investors, of which probably most of your listeners are investors in the stock market, because we all either have pension funds or insurance products, and that money all goes back onto the exchange. So this is really a national asset for the man on the street, for the retail investor going through their channels. But what it means is that we as investors then have access to world-class companies that we can invest in. But your question also asked about inward investment into South Africa. And what we do find is that because we have a well-established capital market, it allows for foreign direct investment into South Africa, where we've seen global companies look at South Africa and say, this is really interesting. Now, for me, as an employee of the exchange, it is unfortunate, for example, when we see companies like DP World buy Imperial and Idealists, or companies like Walmart buy Massmart and Massmart delists. But it does also talk to the fact that we are attracting capital from Dubai, like in DP World, from the US, in the likes of Walmart. And South Africa is open for business, and we welcome the foreign direct investment. Of course, I'd wish they'd stop delisting our companies when they do that. But, you know, capital flows in that way. And so the exchange becomes not just a platform for offshore companies accessing South African capital markets and giving opportunities for South African investors, but the exchange also becomes a facilitator of foreign direct investment, which our economy is so desperate for.
Sam, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on how we grow local listings. We are seeing an increase in exposure to global markets, but it is also important at the same time to encourage our own local businesses to pursue listings on the exchange and to grow their own footprints locally. How do we do that, and how do we ensure that we position our own local companies to be attractive to global markets?
100%. And this is swimming against the tide, because even if you look globally, what we're seeing is that listed companies are becoming bigger and bigger. I mean, big listings coming in the US, like SpaceX, Anthropic, etc., being touted to list at over $1 trillion. I mean, that's unheard of. And so what are we doing about the small caps? So we as the JSE are have a whole host of programs. We've changed our listing requirements to make it easier for small caps to get onto the board and stay on the board without reducing investor protections. We have open products such as JSE private placements, which allows a capital raise while still unlisted, so that companies can grow into with the ambition of someday listing. And even our SME development program helps companies grow, get access to market, raise capital, go through some acceleration training, etc. But we've also been speaking to policymakers and regulators in Pretoria around making life easier for small caps to raise capital, including supporting retail investors who are historically good supporters of small caps. So, for example, we've seen through some of our engagements with government, the tax-free savings allowance on an annual basis being increased from 36,000 Rand to 46,000 Rand in the February budget speech. And that's just one step of many that we are working with policy and regulators to really start to make a difference for small caps to raise capital, whether unlisted or listed, and then remain listed as South Africa Inc. of course really needs small companies to do well to deal with our unemployment problem, amongst many other issues.
Celebrating the first French company to list on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, but also reminding local companies that it is important that their businesses grow and attract investments as well. We'll leave the conversation on that note. That was Head of Deals and Origination at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, Samuel Mokorosi, who joined us to take a look at Canal Plus's listing on the JSE today and what it means for the local bourse as well as for the local markets.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.